Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Summer Theater production of Little Shop of Horrors is wonderful. Long ago, I first saw the show in the old IU Theater with Howard Ashman in attendance and James Mumford voicing Audrey II, the plant. Howard's many years dead, James, who went on to join the Broadway cast, died recently. Since then, I've seen the show many times. It's come to the IU Auditorium a couple of times in the winter. In the summer, it had a neatly spunky production at Shawnee with a rented plant. Nothing prepared me for the electric opening of this production. In the richly detailed and junkified Skid Row flower shop of Reuben Lucas, Daniel McKnight, Victoria Wiley, and Shy Warfield Cross magically appeared as the Ronettes, every 50s teenaged boy's dream. It was a wow moment. With Richard Roland's direction, the choreography of DJ Gray, the spot-on, period-sense music direction of Terry Labolt, and the costumes of Rachel Saylor, these ladies were always in the right places at the right times with just the right amount of sass and deference. Joshua Robinson was totally in character as Mushnick, the flower shop's depressed proprietor, acting, singing, sweating. If he leaned a little too hard on the shtick, it fit with a man who would meet his doom looking for the day's receipts in the cavernous recesses of the overgrown plant. Ethan St. German was a charmer as Seymour, his beaten-down assistant. He's the one who discovers the plant, names it Audrey II, and learns of its peculiar dietary needs. Nita Donville was his Audrey, one beaten-up lady of the sadistic dentist. Her rendition of Somewhere That's Green was so gently, thrillingly perfect that there was an unscheduled, momentary hush in the audience as she finished. Christopher Kreider Plunker was Orin the dentist, and lots of other quite distinctive characters, winos, customers, hustlers, and so on. Be a Dentist, My Son was a hit, and he's got a variety of maniacal laughs that could keep children up at night. Jeremy Gusson voiced the plant and added a male note to the Ronettes' harmonies. He's a wonderful presence, and yet Saturday's audience didn't quite understand what a key figure he'd been. Applause was just a bit hesitant, and then people told one another, "Hey, he's the plant." Michael Baylor, who'd been coordinating Audrey II, the plant movements, with Gusson's voice, was more obvious as he simply hopped out onto the stage. P.S., when I arrived at the theater a good half hour early, there was already a patiently waiting line past the box office waiting to get in. Little Shop of Horrors at IU's Summer Theater in the Wells Metz Theater continues in repertory with Little Women through July 28th. You can find this review, a review of Little Women, and a pre-show talk with Linda Pisano at wfiu.org/arts. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.